The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright and early Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Wow, so glad you're tuning in. We have a lot to cover today. A lot of things have been going on in the markets. My gosh, we have All About the Economy and the Markets is our title, and add to that tariffs this week. So we're going to explain those. So, you know, as an investor, we really have to take stock into what's happening, not only for the markets, but to the economy, because they're intertwined. So when the economy performs well and does well, generally speaking, so do stocks. And of course, we've had times like in 2008, 2009, when the economy was the Great Recession, and stocks did poorly. So today we're going to try to dissect all about the economy, all about the markets, to make you a better investor. So we have going on this morning a lot of things. This past week, we've had a lot of scares, and we're going to actually dissect each one of them, trying to understand what's real, what's not real, what will have an impact, what won't have an impact. So we have this kind of, I call it the Clash of the Titans. Do you remember that movie a long time ago? Now, the Clash of the Titans right now is actually between Fed policy and fiscal policy. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details like you had Economics 101 in college, but I think you should kind of know everything that's happening right now, because on one hand, we've known about these tax cuts for some time. Now, again, for individuals, that's another topic. We've covered that before. They may actually not be tax cuts. But for the companies, it's definitely a tax windfall. It's a huge, huge game changer. Now, companies have a lot more money in cash that can do a lot more things with. They can buy back stock. It's expected this year they have $600 billion of buybacks. I mean, that'd be setting a record if that many companies do that many buybacks, you know, buying back their own shares. They can increase their dividends. We've seen a lot of companies. In fact, so far through 2018, we haven't seen one company cut a dividend that hasn't happened in about 10 years. They could actually go in and we've seen this before, help out their employees, give them some bonuses, give them some raises, you know, the people. Invest into manufacturing, invest into better equipment, all kinds of good things when companies have extra money. So that's on the one side, which is very, very positive for the market, and probably why the market was up so much in 2017, you know, anywhere from 20 to 25%, because these tax cuts are massive. They really are very big for companies. On the other side, the Clash of the Titans, and in this corner, so to speak, is the Fed, right? So the Fed, and that right now we have Powell is our new Fed chair, following from Janet Yellen, who was before that was Bernanke, before that was Greenspan. So here we are with Powell, and he gets to kind of deck the deal with. And now he looks on one side, sees the economy is kind of brewing. He sees wage growth increasing, which is good. But with wage growth, would that come to inflation? And so the battle right now is, while all this money sloshing around in companies' coffers and they're doing all these wonderful things with it for shareholders anyway, the question now becomes, how many times will the Fed raise rates in 2018? So here we are on the gas pedal when it comes to fiscal policy, and here we have Fed Chair Powell kind of hitting the brakes, boom, 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 all at the same time. So who's going to win out? Again, I have an opinion about this, but this is really, really interesting. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances right here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'll be here right bright and early every Sunday morning, 6 a.m. right here. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We also give you the market reports every day on WHD. I do mine around 8:25 every morning, give you up to date what's happening in the national averages, the local averages, the WHD Hudson Valley Index. And then my colleague Bill Kugel around 5:15 p.m. on drive time, he'll tell you what happened in the market at the close. So, you know, we're pretty much around the clock with you right here on WHD. And Sunday morning, we get to expand on some of these concepts that we talk about throughout the week. And today's topic, all about the economy and markets. And we had to understand a little bit more about the economy, what's happening. So we have fiscal policy is kind of how we tax and how we spend. And so the government is actually cutting taxes to corporations in a big move we haven't seen in quite some time. Yet on the other hand, we have the Fed acknowledging all this money sloshing around and acknowledging that wages are increasing, which you would say, that's a good thing. I want my wages to increase. I want my children's wages to increase. But what if wages increase too rapidly? Would that actually lead to inflation? Because remember, you know, all bets are off the table if we have inflation. Now, we haven't seen inflation in this country in a very, very long time. People tell me like in the 1980s, early 1980s, you know, they were getting 15% on the CDs. Oh, I wish we'd had that again. And I say, no, bite your tongue. I'm not. Typically bite your tongue, but yeah, bite your tongue. Because if you had 15% on a 15% interest rates right now, I'm sure that'd be great. A 3-year CD offering 15%. The problem is inflation is probably running at 20% and mortgages are probably running around 20%. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. So we have not had inflation. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, has been running around 2%. But the question is, what leads to increased inflation? That usually comes from wages and that companies can't find. So while we have some good news in the economy, it is a little bit offset by a shortage of workers. That's kind of crazy. It's a flip-flop of what happened in 2008 and 2009. So we think that fiscal policy will win out in the end versus Fed policy. Now, again, this doesn't mean the market's going to go straight up. We don't want to give you some false impression, but this is really, really big. And we're seeing that these companies, one after another, are doing a bunch of things with their money. As I mentioned, they're raising their dividend, they're buying back their own shares and so forth. And I think, like as I mentioned before, $600 billion of buybacks that are happening. So all these things are very positive. Now, we're going to have a lot more volatility because, quite frankly, 2017 was like the Goldilocks year I spoke about, the Goldilocks. The economy not too hot, I mean not too hot like wages and inflation to raise interest rates too many times, and not too cold, meaning companies can still have a lot of earnings. So we were kind of tiptoeing around this great balancing act for most of 2017 into the first month of 2018. So what happened? Well, guess what? We kind of tipped Goldilocks' hand a little bit. We had some numbers first week in February that showed that wages are increasing. The unemployment report came out at 4.1%. That's the headline number. But what everybody kind of looks at is wages. And now Goldilocks may not be here, the Goldilocks. And that's why we're going to have more choppy waters. The market's going to bounce around a lot more. When we get data points that suggest inflation, that means the Fed may raise rates more than 3 times this year. What does that mean? If interest rates go higher, borrowing costs for consumers like us, for credit cards or equity lines go higher. Also, those companies that borrow, their cost of money goes higher. And then offers competition to stocks. So, you know, remember, the money markets are getting zero for a long time and CDs are getting 1%. You might as well put money in the stock market because what the heck, you can't make money anywhere else. But if that paradigm shifts and interest rates go higher, now you can get 5%, let's say, yeah, money will come out of stocks. So it offers a lot of competition. So we have a lot more to talk about when we come to GPS for Your Finances, all about the economy and markets right after this.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, bright morning, mostly bright. So you just heard from Mike Bennett, our buddy Mike Bennett. I've known Mike a long time, and he just offered a book, which I'm going to give you that phone number again. You've been tuning in for, I don't know how many weeks, listening to us here on WHD about the markets. It's your time to get the perfect companion to this book. So call 845-371-0101. 0101 for your copy of Not Your Father's Retirement. I think the title sounds pretty clear what we're trying to do here, because it's not your father's retirement. So many changes between pensions and taxes and everything else going on. So the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But if you're the early bird that gets the worm, first 20 callers, we'll get this book for free. Call 845-371-0101. Now, nobody's at the office. I don't do that to our people Sunday morning. So leave your name, your number, address, all those type of things, and we'll get the book off to you Monday morning. So think about this. Not Your Father's Retirement. All the changes that have happened, we know about it. I try to give you some solutions, things that you can act on to try to make it more like your father's retirement. So we only have 20 books to give away today. I want you to be the one to get the book. You've been hearing about us. You've been listening to us. Why not get the book for free? 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving and you can't get that, when you get home, you can actually go to WHUD.com, click in the lower right-hand corner. You'll find our book offer right there. So we were talking right before the break all about the economy, all about the markets, and that's today's topic on a GPS for your finances. We were just speaking before the break about this kind of swish-swash back and forth and why there's much more volatility than there was in 2017. 2017 was the Goldilocks environment. Perfect. Not too hot to worry about inflation. Not too cold. You know, we're coming around 2.5% GDP, and companies are doing very well, especially the earnings overseas. And now Goldilocks may be in question, because we've had some data points to show that maybe wages are growing, which you think is good. We have stagnant wages for so long. But if they creep up too much, would that lead to inflation? And that's a concern. And then the Fed raised rates too many times. Wow, you know, consumers will be paying more in interest, and as will companies, and then that would offer a lot more competition to stocks. So that's what we have to watch very, very closely. I do believe in the end that the fiscal stimulus of giving all these companies, you know, from 35% tax rates down to 20, you know, for a lot of companies, that's billions of dollars, in some cases, tens of billions of dollars extra. Now, they can do a lot with that money. They've been doing a lot with that money. They've been buying back shares. They've been raising their dividends. They've been acquiring the competitors. They've been doing a whole bunch of things. So I think all of that's very positive. But we have to watch this inflation thing period out. So one thing you have to kind of mind ourselves with, if we were 100% in stocks in 2017, God bless you, made a lot of money. And though I don't have a crystal ball, because those who live by the crystal ball often eat glass. That's what I'm told. So I don't like the taste of glass. But I do know the market's going to have a lot more gyration. So, you know, volatility is going to be here for some time, especially now with tariffs. We're going to talk about in a little bit. So we have all these sea changes happening in 2018, all around the same time. Political upheavals, global things that are happening. But let's say instead of being 100% in stocks in your 401ks or retirement accounts, you were 80%, okay? And the market takes a nosedive, okay? Like beginning of February, and it was down 12% in about 10 trading days. You know what? Now you have some cash. You could scoop up some shares. You had the original 80%. Now you maybe scoop up another 10%. Now you're 90%. And then when the market bounces back up, maybe release some of those shares. So instead of being scared, so look, when the market goes down, nobody likes it. But when you're 100% in stocks, and I've seen a lot of this because stocks have done so well the last couple of years, the problem is when the market goes down, it can't be an opportunity for you. There's nothing you can do. You're already fully invested. That's why I think you always try to keep some money in cash. So when we have these negative downdrafts, you can pick up some shares. Not to say it can't go lower, but gives you like, it feels like you're doing something, being proactive instead of being just held hostage by the markets. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances every Sunday morning right here in WHUD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. Make sure you're tuning into us throughout the week, Monday through Friday. I'm on at 8:25 in the morning. I talk about the markets, what's happening, the local stock index at WHUD, Hudson Valley Index. And then my colleague, Bill Kugel, Drive Time 515, tells you how the market closes, what to expect. So we're pretty much around the clock right here on WHUD. Tune in as much as you can. So today's topic, the economy and markets. A lot of things are going on in the economy. You may have to brush off your textbooks when it comes to the economy. We're talking about fiscal stimulus. Well, in case you get on Jeopardy, fiscal stimulus for 200, Jack. So fiscal stimulus is kind of how you boost the economy. In this case, it's through spending. Sometimes the government can spend a lot of money and stimulate the economy. in this case, massive tax cuts, a tax windfall for corporations has made it such. So fiscal stimulus, so to speak, versus the Fed on the other side, and why we have this clash of titans, the Fed on the other side talking about raising rates, pumping the brake. So we're going forward, going back. And that's why we're having a lot more volatility. But as I mentioned, you can make volatility your friend. And I can't give you the perfect timing on this. I don't have perfect timing on this. But I don't think you should be 100% in stocks, especially now when we had a great tailwind in this Goldilocks environment for some time. And now we have some winds at our back. We have some winds at our front. And do I dare say from our sides, we have winds all over the place. So we have to be very, very cautious of how we do this thing. But I really want you to have flexibility. They talk about asset allocation. Probably to your blue in your face. Stocks, bonds, cash, you know, depends on your risk tolerance, depends on how many years you have to retirement. Of course, the younger you are, the more years you have to retirement, the more you should be in stocks. And of course, the closer you get to retirement, the more predictability you want to have, probably less you want to be in stocks. But combine that, your situation, also with market forces. Look, the change in character since the beginning of February is quite clear. Instead of going up every day, we started going down some days. Huh, wow, the market can actually go up and go down. What was unusual is that most people thought that the market going up was the way it's supposed to happen. It's like the birthright. What was unusual is actually that time, that Goldilocks late 2016 through 2017, was a time where the market didn't go down more than 3%. That's what's unusual. What is usual is what we're seeing now, volatility. That's what the market does. It's supposed to kind of give you agita, supposed to make you not sleep at night. It's not supposed to be so easy making money in stocks, so to speak. It's supposed to test your fortitude, you know, test your strength, and test a whole bunch of things. And that's, we're going to be tested a lot this year in 2018, so I want you to prepare for that. So after this break, we're going to give you some more solutions right here on GPS Your Finances, and we'll be right back.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early morning. Please keep the coffee brewing for me, the tea going. I've got tea going. I love tea. Okay, no, I don't have that much caffeine. Just kidding. So you just heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett. Offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, during that break. So Not Your Father's Retirement is available to you for free today for the first 20 callers. That's you, at 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, the book lists for $17.99, Barnes & Noble and Amazon, but hey, the early bird gets the worm, and this is pretty early Sunday morning, so hopefully you're going to get this book. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. We cover topics from taxes to investing to the economy to the markets to estate planning, insurances, long-term care. Whew, we do it all. And sometimes you can't be with us, we understand. And that's why we think the perfect companion is this book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So call 845-371-0101. No one's going to be there. We don't have people coming in Sunday mornings at 6 something in the morning. So leave your name, your number, and your address, and we'll take care of it for you. Again, I can only give first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, keep two hands on the wheel, because when you get back, go to whud.com, lower right-hand corner, and click more about this book offer. So Here we're going to wrap up GPS for Your Finances this morning, all about the economy and markets. And right before the break, we're talking about a whole bunch of things that are happening. So we have the sea change that started beginning of February, very noticeable, down 12% in the first 5 or 6 trading days of the month after having this Goldilocks environment in 2017 where it was just straight up. And I'm telling you because I've noticed how things, when the character of the market changes, you need to be on alert. We're not telling you to sell everything you have and run because you'll miss the bounce up that we'll have. But you have to be mindful that that environment's over with. We cannot live on past performance. That's over. It's going to be much tougher. In fact, it's supposed to be tough. It's supposed to be difficult to make money in stocks. It's supposed to test your fortitude, your strength, and give you some agita. It's not supposed to be straight up like it was in 2017 in that Goldilocks environment. Goldilocks, the hands tipped a little bit. We now have a hotter economy, perhaps. We have the Fed will be raising rates this year at least 3 times. At least that's what Chair Powell said the other day, kind of tapping on that. And as investors, we have to adapt to this change. And I think one of the best ways, as I said before the break, is take a look at your portfolio right now. Now, if you're retiring very soon, you may want to have less exposure the stocks. If it's long term and you're still 25, 35, 40 years old, still 20, 30, 40 years from retirement, you know, this too shall pass. But again, if you can close to retirement, you should definitely take pause and you should always take a look at your asset allocation. Now, I recommended to have some money in cash, not to play defense and not to predict the market, but when the market goes down and we've had these days down 400, up 300, so, you know, that you take these opportunities when the market goes lower, it's hemorrhaging and takes it on the chin, you could be proactive and do something about it. I mean, what we see now is kind of like deer in the headlights. Market goes down 3 days in a row like we had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, over 1,000 points, and we have back to the deer in the head. But listen, if you have some money in cash, you say, oh, you know what? I don't like my portfolio going down. I have some cash. I want to do some nibbling on my favorite stock funds or stock ETFs or individual stocks. And that's what kind of makes this kind of interesting going forward in 2018, because I think there's going to be a lot of volatility. I think it's something we have to accept. I think we can make volatility our friend instead of our foe. The easy money, so to speak, and there's no such thing as easy money, but easy money is behind us, so we do have to deal with that. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. All about the economy, all about the markets, and now we have to add tariffs. Let's talk about tariffs. I do not like tariffs. Others don't like tariffs either. President Trump talked about raising tariffs or taxes on items such as steel and aluminum. Steel at 25%, aluminum at 10%. So yeah, while those stocks went up a little bit, the rest of the market caved in. So again, not everything should be made, you know, examples of because of what the market does. But the market is telling you and telling us it doesn't like it, because you know what's going to happen or could happen is we got retaliation. We could have companies and countries or countries and, you know, saying, you know what, we don't want your Airbuses. We don't want your Boeing planes, or we don't want your Ford cars, you know, or we're going to put a 25% tariff on it. That's a problem if you start a trade war. Now, we're not at trade war yet. It's just been announced. It may or may not happen. I do believe the president is going to follow through and exercise this, though a lot of people are talking in his ear and say, don't do it. Now it adds another wrinkle, because I said in 2017 was the ultimate Goldilocks environment. Hopefully you made a lot of money. But 2018, already we have the Fed raising rates and kind of changing things a little bit from Goldilocks to not so Goldilocks, maybe too hot. Now we have to add on tariffs. And I can't tell you exactly how it's going to play out, but it is not a good thing for the economy. It's not a good thing for the markets, quite frankly. It's, you know, having this, we haven't had this battle in some time. You know, the president basically is trying to protect those industries. I understand we've lost a lot of jobs there, but the retaliation could be much stronger. And the market's telling us that the retaliation may happen in those certain areas. So, wow, so tariffs. Now, one misnomer about tariffs is, for instance, when we import steel from China, and now let's say it's 25%. China doesn't pay that extra 25%. We do, you know, whether it's the companies, and the companies pass on to consumers. So that's one of the biggest concerns, aside from the obvious of retaliation I mentioned, is that when imports come in, and let's say aluminum at 10% and steel at 25%, and it's added on to the price, you know what? Companies here in the U.S. no doubt will pass it on to consumers, and that could also lead to a little bit more inflation. So there are a lot of things to watch right here, and I want you to be on guard this year. Play a little defense if you have to. Not making predictions about the market, though it sounds like I just did, but that remember that things change. For some people who are still in 2017, 100% in stocks, I hope that serves you well. But look, we have some wind at our front now. We have some wind at our back. I think wind's coming at our side. Wind's coming every which way. It's kind of nor'easter weather, as we know, coming every which way. But for investors, I want you to be mindful that a lot of things have changed all in 2018. And we're only a couple months into the new year. But that's how the markets go. That's how the economy goes. And they're intertwined. So hopefully you enjoyed today's program and GPS for your finances. We're going to be here every Sunday morning going through what's happening. Bring your current ideas. Help you make it better decisions and hopefully become a better investor. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.